Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby. This is Daniel Rasby. He's my son and my tax attorney. So we have a firm that really tries to deal a little bit differently than just accumulating your wealth. We want to really minimize your taxes.
And what's our company name called?
Higher Ground Financial Group.
Higher Ground Financial Group.
And Higher Ground Legal.
And Higher Ground Legal. We actually have two companies, Higher Ground Financial Group and Higher Ground Legal, because we want to marry that law firm, the legal expertise into tax planning, with the retirement income planning. And we talk about often that you need all three of those to be as low as possible: risk, fees, and taxes. That's why our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
And it's very important to involve an attorney that understands the taxes. And on that note, I mean, we had some changes recently, and people always wondering, you know, how the tax laws apply to you and everything. So one of the great things that happened this year is we were scheduled to have like a 30% tax increase. And people said, oh, it was only going to go up by 2 points or 5 points or 9 points. No, but that's if a 24% goes up by nine, that's 30% difference in actual taxes. And we've been saved from that, right? So we don't have that increase that was already on the books.
Yeah. So that increase did not happen when Congress and Senate and the President Trump passed what they call the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in July of 2025. That changed a lot of things. It froze the tax rates so they did not get any worse. So that's the biggest news. And there are many other things in the bill that some people love and some people hated. And there's a lot of news you can listen to, many news channels to talk about those things. But specifically on the tax piece of it, it's a really, really good situation for almost all Americans. And it's because the tax rates fundamentally are not going to get any worse.
And I would say it's actually even better for lower income people, because the standard deduction has gotten much higher.
Yep.
And then you can add in a few things that were itemized to the standard deduction that makes it even better.
Exactly. So one of the things, and we'll get to that in a second, but just to have the taxes not increase, and they say that it's permanent. What does permanent mean in Washington?
Yeah.
It means until the next person gets elected, right? So for now, at least probably for the next couple of few years, the tax rates are not going to get worse. And that's a good thing, because it gives you time to do some conversions and other things that you may not have had time to do before when they were going to expire January 2026. So, but like you said, Raz, there's several other things that also are helpful in this bill.
So the basic tax brackets and the room there's in there and the payment on that, they're going to remain the same indefinitely, meaning that permanent unless somebody else changes it, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that there are other things that can't be slipped into a reconciliation bill. I still fear that that 3.8% net investment tax could be slipped into a next reconciliation bill, because Congress said we don't have enough money and, you know, tax the rich. So anybody making over $250,000 now, instead of paying 3.8% net investment tax, might now pay 5.9% or 6.7%. They can do that in a reconciliation bill with very little trouble. So there's things that could
happen. And that might not get as much in headline, because it's not the tax bracket that's actually changing.
But let's stop talking about what could be. Let's talk about what is now. So right now, the tax brackets are remaining the same, which gives you a lot more room. But not only that, they've expanded the standard deduction, right?
Yes. The standard deduction was going to be $30,000 for 2025, and it changed to $31,500. This is for married couples. So most of the people that call in are married. So we usually talk a lot about married numbers on this show. But if you're not married, if you're single or finally single, go ahead and contact us. We have all the numbers for single as well, and we'll be happy to give you a customized plan to minimize your taxes as a single person, not as a married couple. But just looking at married briefly in the time we have on this segment, you have a $31,500 standard deduction. So that means that's how much money you can earn and can be completely tax-free. You're not paying any federal income tax.
So whatever your income is, that comes off the top. And then whatever your bracket you fall into, that's what you pay.
And a lot of people get confused about that. They say, look, if I want to fill up my tax bracket and I have the 24% bracket, I can only have it's up to $394,000 of income and stay at this bracket. And so I want to make sure when I do Roth conversions, I do $100,000 or $200,000, I get up to that $394,000 limit, but no more because I don't want to go into the 32% bracket. A lot of people forget that you add the standard deduction to that. So you really could have over $400,000, maybe $420,000 or so, $425,000 almost of income and not really have to worry about paying a 32% bracket because the deduction comes off and then you pay 24% on some of that, but you also pay 22% on some, you pay 12% on some. So just because you go a little bit into the next bracket does not mean that you are going to all of a sudden pay this higher tax on the whole income.
So what you're saying is that if I make a mistake, let's say I'm over by $5,000 on the 24% tax bracket. So I'm jumping the 32 that I'm not paying 32 on all of my money, right?
No, only on that extra 5,000, you pay 32% of taxes.
So it's not the end of the world. I mean, people get so uptight and say, oh, I got to calculate it right to the down to the right penny. Because if I'm over by just a few dollars, I'm going to be in the 32 only for that few dollars. So even if you pay 32% on an extra $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, that's not going to kill you. Everything else is going to be a lower tax bracket.
So we have the standard deductions, which we talked about.
Right.
And if you want to know more, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Riskfeestaxes.com. And the other things, there are several other things that are unique about this new bill, especially for retirees. So if you're married, you had a $3,200 deduction just for being over 65, if you're in a retirement age. But there's a new deduction for anybody over 65, which is supposed to be this no tax on Social Security. The campaign promise was no tax on Social Security. They didn't actually change the way Social Security was taxed in this bill because you'd need 60 votes in the Senate to do that. And if you read the news or listen to the news, you know how difficult it is to get 60 votes in the Senate to do anything. But that was the rule, 60 votes in the Senate to change Social Security taxes. So if they wanted to do it with 51 votes, they needed to make it not tied to Social Security. So what they did is they gave us an extra $6,000 per person, so $12,000 altogether. And that is on top of all the other deductions if you're over 65.
So you have a standard deduction of $31,500 plus the other $12,000 on top of that.
Plus the $3,200 just for being over 65. So really it's $46,700 is your standard deduction if you are married and you're over 65.
And if that wasn't enough, you and your spouse can give $1,000 to charity, and that can also be added in to $48,500.
Exactly. A lot of people have been very frustrated over the last 10 years because they give to their church or they give to charities, and they don't do that in order to get a tax deduction. I mean, if you give to charity,
it's nice to get it.
It's certainly nice to be recognized on the taxes for it and not have to be taxed. But if you have a standard deduction that's this high, you can't itemize, and so you usually cannot deduct for charitable giving. Well, the cool thing is now you can because you can deduct that up to $1,000 per person and still take the standard deduction. So that's a really, really good thing. As Brad said, I mean, a married couple now that goes to over $48,000 a year of deductions. And some of these do phase out at certain income levels. So if you have over $150,000 of income as a married couple, you're not going to get the bonus or you won't get the whole bonus deduction of $6,000 per person, but you still get all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really good situation. Now, if your income is a little above that, there are some ways we can help you reduce that. So talk to us. Go to our website.
Now, just to clarify, you're not talking about reducing your income. You're talking about reducing your taxes on that income.
Yes, reducing your taxes on the income or reducing what the IRS considers as income. Maybe you have, because we have clients that are making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year in retirement, but they're not paying any tax on that. Because they've done the proper planning. So all of it is either Roth or it's life insurance or it's other sources of tax-free income. So there's several ways you can set that up. And it's important to work with a tax attorney, not just somebody that you see on TikTok or Instagram that's giving you all these crazy
ideas. There's a lot of bad tax ideas there.
That are many of which are actually illegal and fraudulent on taxes. So make sure whatever you're doing is actually backed up, not just by the IRS code, but by the revenue rulings, by the tax court cases, all those things that we analyze as your tax attorney to make sure you're within those lines. We don't want to get into these gray areas. We don't want to have the IRS come knocking on your door later and undo all of the hard work we've done. So we make sure it's you have all your ducks in a row. But this bill that passed recently is very, very useful. And there's even some more things that could be useful for you. So let's take a look at cars. If you want to buy a car, you never really could deduct the car interest. And so people think, well, the thing you do is pay cash for the car. Well, interest rates, if you get a really good deal with a low interest rate and you could also deduct the interest, that might be a really useful thing. So there is now a deduction for car loan interest up to $10,000 a year. And this is on top. It's whether or not you itemize.
But here's the catch. The car has to be manufactured or assembled in the U.S. It can have foreign parts, but it has to be assembled in the U.S. The whole idea behind this is Trump wants to really give the manufacturing in the U.S. a little bit of break, trying to push people towards buying U.S. manufactured cars.
And, you know, you can agree or disagree with the idea of those of why he's doing that. But the effect is you have this deduction now. And if you go to any dealership, they'll tell you these are the cars that were assembled in the U.S. These count towards that deduction. So we'll sign off
$10,000.
Yeah, up to $10,000 deduction for buying a car in either 2025, 2026, or 2027. So it's only for 3 years, but you have, if you purchase a car during that time, you can deduct the interest on American-made cars off the taxes. And again, it does not count towards itemized deductions. And there's one more cool thing, actually two more cool things, if we have time in this segment. Real briefly, the SALT deduction, state and local tax, SALT.
A lot of people got really upset last time that the tax bill was passed by Trump, because the SALT deduction was reduced down to just $10,000.
So if you live in a higher tax state, then that deduction limited you and you really weren't able to itemize deductions, even though you paid a lot of taxes. Now you can, and again, this is instead of the standard deduction, but you can deduct up to $40,000 of state and local taxes. And this is the one piece that does not actually benefit married couples. I'm not sure why, but it's $40,000 if you're single and it's still $40,000 if you're married.
Right.
It's not $80,000. And most things are twice as good if you're married, basically, but with the SALT deduction, it's not. And then
and the funny thing is all the media and everybody's saying, oh, it's just for the rich, just for the rich. But, you know, reducing the SALT deduction down to $10,000 last time had nothing to do with the rich. It was really to help the poor because poor people didn't benefit from that. They got a higher standard deduction. But now we're back with $40,000. And so, yeah, it helps some of the richer people, but it's still not really designed for that rich because you have that huge, huge standard deduction. And this $40,000 is if you itemize. I mean, you have to itemize everything else. You lose the standard deduction if you do this. But it's much better, give you a much better chance to be able to itemize.
So are you confused yet? That's okay. Taxes are really complicated. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and talk to an actual tax attorney. So at Higher Ground, we work with the attorneys and the retirement income planners together to craft a plan that minimizes all those three of those killers, risk, fees, and taxes. So go to us, Higher Ground Financial Group, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.